Hear the word of the Lord Isaiah, his prophet, who says, "Who has believed that what we have heard? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of the dry ground. He had no form or comeliness that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by man, a man of sorrow, acquitted of grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised. We esteemed him not. Surely he has bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like shepherd gone astray, and he turned away to his own way, and the Lord has laid him on the iniquity of us all. This is the word of the Lord." This passage from Isaiah reflects the suffering of Jesus, who saved us from our sins by his death on the cross and by his resurrection from the dead. In ancient times, holly and ivy were considered the signs of Christ's passion. Their prickly leaves suggest the crown of thorns, the red berries, the blood of the Savior, the bitter bark, the drink offered to Jesus on the cross. As we hang the holly and ivy, let us rejoice the coming of Jesus our Savior. Please remain seated as we sing together the first three verses of hymn 234, O Come All Ye Faithful.
The flower most symbolic of the Christmas season is the poinsettia. Dr. Joel Poinsett, the first American ambassador to Mexico who discovered it there and from whom it was named, brought it to this country in 1828. It is called the flower of the holy night and compared to the star of Bethlehem. The mistletoe has become for us the sign of merriment, symbolized by, by the kiss. But in ancient times, two warriors meeting under a mistletoe threw down their arms. Thus it became a custom among Christians to place a spray of mistletoe upon the altar at Christmas time as a reminder of the peace of God and the power of Christ to heal the hurts of the body and soul. Okay, bells. Ringing joyously, bells for centuries have heralded the birth of the King. 2,000 years before Christ was born, bells were used for joyful as well as sad occasions. Since Christ was born, they have been used in many countries to announce his birthday. At the sound of the bells, let us stand and sing 224, Good Christian Friends Rejoice.
Traditions concerning the Christmas tree are centuries old. The youth of pine and cedar trees are generally believed to be of German origin and ascribed to Martin Luther. It is said that he wandered out one Christmas and became entranced with the wonder and beauty of the starry sky. Looking up, he thought of him who for men and for our salvation came down from heaven. On his return home, he set up a tree for his children and decorated it with candles to represent the gracious heavens that had sent forth the Lord Jesus. And how did the Christmas tree find its way into church? On a Christmas Eve in 1851, a young minister, Pastor Henry Schwann, newly arrived from Germany, created an uproar in the Zion Church of Cleveland, Ohio. His act of bringing a tree into church was declared sacrilegious and a plain case of idolatry. But Pastor Schwann set out to prove that the decorated tree in the sanctuary of the church was not a pagan practice or an innovation, but a thoroughly Christian custom known even in America. It was this young pastor who first gave the Christmas tree its traditional place beside the altar of many American churches. So let us pray together the prayer that is found in your bulletin. Holy Lord, we come with joy to celebrate the birth of your Son, who rescued us from the darkness of sin, by making the cross a tree of life and light. May this tree, arrayed in splendor, remind us of the life-giving cross of Christ, that we may always rejoice in the new life that shines in our hearts. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We're going to remain seated and sing the song. It's printed in the bulletin, O Christmas Tree.
Christmas.
the star we placed at the very top of our tree. The star is central in our thoughts as we recall that it was under the lights of star that first announcement of the birth of Christ was made to Judea shepherds. It was the light of a star which guided the strange visitors to the east, from the east to the place where Christ's child was. The Gospel of Matthew tells us, "And lo, the star which was saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy." In some lands, including Spain, Italy, and Russia, the people would wait until the first star appeared in the sky on Christmas Eve before beginning their celebrations. It is altogether fitting that the oldest of our Christmas symbols occupies a central place in our decoration. Shining on that first Christmas over the manger of Bethlehem, it continues to shine today, lighting the way for all who seek to find Christ.
Light is Christ's symbol, so old that it is the sanction of Jesus himself, who told his disciples, "You are the light of the world." Thus, every time a Christian lights a candle, he's declaring his Christian faith. Candles were not commonly used by the first century Christians. The long days of the Mediterranean regions stretched to embrace part of the night. It was when persecution drove the worshippers to the catacombs that they found it necessary to use lamps and candles. After Christians were allowed to worship openly, the custom of using candles in worship had been well established. At Christmas, the use of candles reflect our mood of quiet tenderness and joy. The church services on Christmas Eve are held in a candlelit church, where the mystery of the softly gleaming light reminds us of God's Holy Spirit, present then and now with all God's people.
Chrismon ornaments were first developed by Francis Kipps Spencer at Ascension Lutheran Church in Danville, Virginia. In 1957, Mrs. Spencer began thinking about a way to decorate the Christmas tree in her church that would be more suitable for a sanctuary. She thought that the traditional bright ornaments were not appropriate for a worship setting and began looking for something that would reflect the Christian faith. Thinking of the tradition of decorating a birthday cake with the honoree's name, Mrs. Spencer decided to place the name of Jesus and his title, Christ, on the tree. Rather than using English, however, she used the Greek monograms. Thus, the Greek chi and rho became one of the earliest chrismons because they are monograms for Christos, the Greek word for Christ. These simple monograms and some crosses decorated the very first chrismon tree. You've received some of those ornaments today. Each are symbolic of different names and the ministry of Jesus Christ. And so as the choir leads us, or as our team leads us in singing, "What Child Is This?" It's on page 219 of your hymnals. We invite you to help decorate your church Christmas tree. So as the ushers direct you forward row by row, we'll sing together, "What Child Is This?" And then please come forward and place your ornaments on the tree. And if you haven't had them, there's some in the back. You can kind of loop around and get some there. Let's stand together as we sing. Thank you. Could you just take a moment and show your appreciation to the folks that came out to decorate on Friday and get things out and get this service together? Would you show appreciation to Shirley and Chris and the team? This was a nice service. Thank you for this experiment. We wanted to try this and do these things as we enter into the season so we all understand why we do some of the customs that we do at Christmas time. So I appreciate that. Now, I want to remind you that Christmas tea is going to be happening here this afternoon, and so please, if you're planning to come, make sure you're here, and it's at 3 o'clock, so make sure you're coming. If you don't have an invitation, you are welcome to come. We have spots for you, so please plan to attend. So please receive this benediction. May the peace of Christ rule in your hearts this Christmas season. May his word dwell within you richly, so that whatever you do in word or deed, you do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.